I was just called out by name, and I want to respond. This is what frustrates me. I've passed numerous pieces of legislation for our police officers. I partnered with Chuck Grassley, the incredible senator from Iowa, on a bill very similar to the one I support about police officers who fall in the line of duty. In this case, it was COVID. Police officers who got COVID and died had difficulty proving it was a line of duty death. We passed the legislation to make sure those families get the benefits. I've worked in bipartisan ways and within my own party to make sure we get resources to our police officers. I don't need lectures about the urgency of this. One of my childhood best friends, a police officer in a small town in New Jersey, after a hard day's work, before he even went home to see his family, died by suicide. I don't need somebody implying in any way that this is not vital to me and my state, that we have resources for our police officers. That's why I support this package. That's why I'm a co-sponsor of some of the bills in this package. But what I am tired of is when the President of the United States of America violates the Constitution, trashes our norms and traditions. And what does the Democratic Party do? Comply? Allow him? Beg for scraps? No, I demand justice. Somebody's implying that this to me is not about resources for my state. I will fight for Jersey every day, every night. And when it comes to the police officers of my state, anybody who implies that something is going on other than my allegiance and fealty to the safety, strength, and protection of my police officers, because they protect me and everybody in this body. This is a call, folks. The Democratic Party needs a wake-up call. I see law firms bending a knee to this president, not caring about the larger principles, that those free speech rights, that you could take on any client, why are you bending the knee? I see universities that should be bastions of free speech bending at the knee to this president. I see businesses taking late night talk show hosts off the air because they dare to insult a president. I see people who want mergers suddenly think that they have to pay tribute to this president. And what are the very people here elected to defend the Constitution of the United States saying, oh, well, today, let's look the other way and pass some resources that won't go to Connecticut, that won't go to Illinois, that won't go to New York, that will go to the states he likes. That is complicity with an authoritarian leader who is trashing our Constitution. It's time for Democrats to have a backbone. It's time for us to fight. It's time for us to draw lines. And when it comes to the safety of my state being denied these grants, that's why I'm standing here. Don't question my integrity. Don't question my motives. I'm standing for Jersey. I am standing for my police officers. I'm standing for the Constitution, and I'm standing for what's right. And dear God, if you want to come at me that way, you're going to have to take it up with me, because there's too much on the line right now in America. As people's due process rights and freedom of the speech rights and secret police are running around this country, picking people up off the streets who have a legal right to be here, there's too much going on in this country. When are we going to stand together for principles that I just heard that we're agreed with? When are we going to stand together? If we don't stand as Democrats, we deserve to lose. But if we stand united, if we stand strong, if we stand with other people, if we tell with a chorus of conviction in America what this president is doing is wrong, if we stand up and speak that way, dear God, we will win. Like all of those people at our ancestors who joined hands together and said, we shall overcome. No, not on my watch. I'm protecting Jersey today. I'm protecting our Constitution today. I'm standing today.
That was U.S. Senator Cory Booker speaking on the floor of the U.S. Senate this past week, sharing the grievances that he has with Donald Trump, the Republicans Booker serves in the Senate with, as well as his fellow Democrats. We're going to go through the list of things that are obviously angering Senator Booker. But as we start, I want to ask you a question. Based on what you heard Senator Booker list, as a Christian, are you good with any or all of that? All right, now let's do a review here. Senator Booker observed that Donald Trump is violating the U.S. Constitution with his actions. He points out what Proverbs chapter 18, verses 1 through 3 teaches us. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. When the wicked comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes reproach. Next point made by Senator Booker is how people are complying with what's clearly wrong. Here's what Paul says about this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Senator Booker called out those who, rather than stand up and demand what's right, settle for less and beg for scraps. Doesn't that sound like disobedience of what we're taught in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Another grievance expressed by Senator Booker is how law firms are bowing to the wants of one rather than holding a full devotion to their responsibilities. It certainly sounds like the failure to understand what Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Next, we have universities who are limiting freedom of speech. The enslavement of free thought is responded to in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Senator Booker mentioned CBS canceling Stephen Colbert out of fear of retribution by one man. Stand against that comes to us from Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him, meaning God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. We heard Senator Booker refer to businesses who think the way to achieve a merger is by paying tribute to one man. Is how Jesus addresses this in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Those who look away from the wrong that's happening were called out by Senator Booker. The words of Romans chapter 12, verse 21 are what's missing from the souls of those people. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Senator Booker pointed out how only some will receive and others will go without. Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 9 about that. But if you show partiality, you commit sin. And finally, Senator Booker pointed out that people are being grabbed off the streets and denied due process. The words we find in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19, says quite a lot about this. You shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. When we started, I posed a question to you who call yourself a Christian, and I'll repeat that same question now regarding everything that Senator Booker pointed out. Are you good with that? I'll close with this truth from Proverbs chapter 24, verses 24 and 25. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," him the people will curse, nations will abhor him, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight and a good blessing will come upon them.